everything that matters.
I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car.
And everything that doesn't.
I've been in prison for 3 years. My dick gets hard after the wind blows.
You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Good morning, Manu, and welcome to the Sam and Manu Show.
Good morning.
I guess that's you and me.
Oh, right? I guess so, yeah. Huh?
You're not paying attention yet, huh? You're finding a lot of cool stuff there?
I'm still looking through the websites here, you know, just for stuff to say.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's it?
I'm sure you have a lot to say. Okay, we can go home now. So it's funny because I was thinking about the cowgirl yesterday. You know, I was listening to a replay.
Oh, so you know what? I had to replay it last night for you know, some people.
Uh huh.
And they thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said, "What a character! She sounds." And they all went on the website and checked her out and checked out all the different sites and everything like that. So she certainly made for good conversation and good entertaining.
Yeah.
She was a character, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
She was very interesting. And I mean, it's not something that you see every day. A cowgirl in the city, you know?
No, not at all. Not at all. So. Yeah, but it was great. I mean, it was great to have her on. And she was a really good talker, too. You know what I mean? She was, like, on it. She was quick. She didn't go,
She knew her stuff. I mean,
yeah,
she grew
certainly,
up with
yeah,
that, you know?
Exactly.
Wow. Rodeo girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. Now, so did you see the pictures on the website, the pictures that I put up?
No.
No, you should take a look at it because there's the picture of you with a hat, and you look so happy, you know? So you should read the caption I put
on. Me and my cowgirl hat?
Yeah.
Me and my cowgirl hat.
And your southern accent.
Oh, yeah. I was really trying to do my southern accent yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. I was really trying my best.
Yeah. So I was listening to the show again, and we had, remember we played the song by Savage Garden?
Yes.
And in the back of my mind, I thought, they're from Australia, and I forgot to tell Manu about it.
So I knew
since
that.
I wasn't sure, I just went on the website, and sure enough, they're Australian, you know?
Yeah.
So Australia has produced some great fucking songs,
you
know, artists and shit, you know, music.
It's a shame
artists.
They're not around.
Who?
Savage Garden.
Oh, they are. I saw on their website, they came out with a new album in January.
Woohoo!
And it sounds
really
pretty good, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I think I'm going
to
get
it. Because for a minute there, I thought, wow, gee, where did they go anyways, you know?
I can't remember the last time I bought a CD. You know, I mean, can you remember it?
No, because everything's all downloaded off of e-music or iTunes or something like that.
I know. It kind of like doesn't make sense to buy a CD anymore. That's why all these record stores went under, you know.
Yeah.
Like Tower Records, that was like an American...
That was huge. That was an American icon, wasn't it?
Exactly. And they went out of business.
Yeah.
They couldn't survive anymore.
I remember when I first came here to the States... that was one of the first things that it was implanted in me. You got to go check out Tower Records. It has everything you want. It's like the biggest music store in America, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And, oh, yeah, they were right. You know, but, yeah, you're right. They just
I know. We're
going to
kind of miss that, you know, because I think you miss the packaging of the album and stuff. You know, when you download it, it's not the same, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, remember album covers on records and stuff? I mean, those
works of iTunes, art. Yeah, but see, even on iTunes, there's you have a program that shows you the album cover.
Right.
Each time, you
but
know.
Then you print it and then you can
well,
print
you can
it
always
and put
print it.
It yeah,
you know,
it's not the same
but I'm
thing.
Just saying it's on your computer and
I remember
you
used
can flip
to
through
like
your
buy,
albums,
yeah,
like you know.
I know you buy like a record, you open the plastic and there's a record inside and wow, I miss those times. You know,
oh my
really
God,
good.
It's just
yeah, before CDs. I know I'm dating myself again.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You are.
You don't remember records?
Of course I do.
Okay, so there
you
go.
Of course I do.
All right. So everybody knows how old I am. So that's
as a matter of fact, I was just looking at some records the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, they still make some.
Some classical records.
Yeah. Because they make them mainly now for DJs, you know, so they can scratch and stuff.
Yeah. Even that is becoming a rare thing.
Yeah, because now you can do scratching on the computer. You know,
yeah,
you
can totally can do like, you know.
Yeah, you can.
They just press buttons now, and the music goes in and out and does all sorts of things. It's pretty cool.
talking about pressing buttons, I pressed a couple last night, you know.
You did? Pretty,
yeah.
Oh! Duh.
My knee was a little slow this morning.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Oh, my God.
I love buttons.
How funny.
Yeah, I love buttons. And so...
That's so funny.
Oh, I know. So how was work last night or yesterday?
Oh, I got out of there at 7:30. Can you believe it?
Really?
Yeah.
Why, was it slow or what?
No. I just, you know, my bartender for the evening had showed up a little earlier, and I thought, oh, well, I just might start packing up my stuff and move on out of here.
Sounds good.
So that's exactly what I did.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, so what did you do? You went home and what? Listened to our show?
Yeah, I went home and went up to Will's place, and he had a couple of, you know, I mean, he's had a couple of visitors for a while, and so I stayed up and had something to eat. He's been cooking.
Oh, wow.
And then we listened to the show. Yeah. While we ate.
Yeah?
We were laughing, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, it was funny yesterday, huh? The show was funny. I was actually sitting there and laughing at my balcony. And not only that, but I was on Meryl Davis's show yesterday.
Yeah.
Her guest flaked, and she asked me to sit in as a guest. So we had a blast. She started asking me all kinds of questions, but I kept going back to sex and women and that sort of thing.
What as kind I'm of questions was she asking you?
I know, all kinds, like where I was from, you know, first, and then about the station and how I got into this and all that stuff. So I went and just told her a lot of things, but I told her there's a lot of things I'm not going to say or tell you because, you know, there's family involved, you know, and sometimes you have to watch what you say.
Yes.
You know, so even in this show where we seem to say everything or and anything, sometimes we just have to really watch what we say so we don't hurt our loved ones.
That's why you don't really have them listen to
it. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I told her, you know, and we started talking about that. So that part I played for my wife.
I know.
That was funny. But Meryl is funny. She just needs someone to bounce off of, you know.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, comedians, they need an audience. You know, they need someone to listen to.
They need reactions.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And so it was good. I mean, she left here feeling great, you know, that the show went great and stuff. So maybe would you mind if I started doing a show with her? I mean, would you feel I'm betraying you or cheating on you?
No. Why would I feel that?
I don't know, because we have the Sam and Manu show. You know, if I become a regular co-host on another show,
That's up to you, man.
Yeah. No, we got to keep the brand, you know. I mean, I can't just sell myself cheap and be on every fucking show, you know. So it's funny. But I'll probably go in there occasionally and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. It's fun,
yeah,
you know,
and
she's
why not?
Funny and stuff, yeah.
You get to do something different.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep
I get to be the interviewed one, you know.
Right?
Yeah, although sometimes I was taking over the show. But it was a good show, so for those of you who just joined us, we're talking about Meryl Davis's show yesterday, if you get a chance to download it. It was a pretty good show. And some more news is... well, about the music thing, you know. I mean, I just want to let people know we're not going to get into it, but we can't play the music we are used to anymore. So now we're going to have different kind of music.
Boo.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the thing is, look, music is augmenting what we do. We're a talk station, you know.
Yeah.
So we don't really have to worry about it that much. I mean, we use music for intros and outros and that sort of thing, and for breaks, you know. But we still have good music. It's just stuff you may not have heard before, you know.
But
so,
that's okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and hold on to California Dreaming. If not, we'll have to change the name.
I know. Apparently, we can't even use California Dreaming.
You think we can't even use the name?
Well, from the discussion that I was having last night, I was like, what?
Okay.
Can they even get you on that?
People know us as the Sam and Manu show, so we don't have to worry about it that much.
Yeah,
California Dreaming is sort of like a sub-name or something, middle name, you know. So, I mean, look, we're growing, you know. We may have to make some adjustments.
It's a jungle out there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
You know, so I haven't heard any Howard Stern the past couple of days because I ran out of CDs, so I've been listening to some LA local radio. And
oh, that would be exciting.
Oh, yeah, very exciting. So I was listening to Adam Carolla, and he's got a new co-host, a woman, and she sounds pretty good. She's got a good radio voice and everything. But, again, you know, I listen to them, and they can't talk about so much stuff, you know. And like you wanted to describe a woman, so he says she's moist down there, you know. We would have said she just wet her pussy or something, you know. Remember, we're monkeys with microphones. Remember
oh, yeah,
that
that's
one?
Right.
I was just thinking about it the other day, you know. Monkeys with microphones, that's like such a good slogan. We should actually put ourselves, you know, and do like a morphing animation so our faces will turn into monkeys and then back. I can do that, you know. I have software to do that.
Wouldn't that be funny?
We'll take pictures with the microphones and then we'll fade it into monkeys.
Monkeys. Oh my God.
I know, but we got such great shows. In fact, we got a couple responses. I can't read it directly from the email because you have the computer there, but a couple of responses. First, this woman wrote yesterday, and she wrote a letter directed to Dr. Michelle or to anybody really here, but she said how they were like, they stumbled upon the site. They were looking for BBC radio.
Right.
You know? And they stumbled upon BBS radio. So they were in an office, like she said, four or five people. And they heard the replay of Dr. Michelle's show yesterday. We had it going at 11.
Right.
So they listened to the replay, and I guess they loved it. They just said, wow, what a great, you know, she's got great advice. She speaks well. And she had the whole thing with the teenagers here on Friday.
Oh,
yeah, so
she
had a whole show on teenagers.
Yeah.
And so these people loved it, you know. And it's nice to start getting fan mail.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I checked my email, and I get an email from some, you can tell it's an Eastern European name. Right? Like
right.
Some I can't even pronounce. And they wrote something like, you guys are doing a great fucking job, you know, keep going and stuff. And I thought, wow, you know, this is cool. So I wrote him back and I said, where are you listening? And he wrote, or she, I don't know, I can't recognize whether it's a he or she by the name. But they said, from Slovenia.
Really?
Slovenia. People listen to us in fucking Slovenia, Manu. Isn't that fucking awesome?
See, you
awesome?
Can't get that on terrestrial
no, exactly.
radio, right?
See, there you go.
You're
there
restricted
you
go. To a little area.
A little patch of
little patch.
Land, yeah.
And
but
then that's
here,
it.
We're being heard. And you see, I knew this would happen. Is people dream of Hollywood. You know, they think of L.A. as like this glamorous place.
Right.
So they can connect to it by listening to our station because we're like so L.A.-centered here, you know. And so all our shows, because people live here, so they share their experiences here.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, you know. So I like to hear that. And I'm sure we're going to get more and more of this stuff, you know, and then maybe some personal fan mail. To this date, nobody's... is offered to no woman has hit on me yet through the website, so
oh
I'm
my
feeling
God.
I haven't arrived yet, you know. What is it with
or have one of those little camera phones and send the camera phone picture to you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What am I gonna do? I'm hopeless, Manu. You're walking around all day and all you see is fucking beautiful women outside. You know, and I mean LA women are obviously
oh my
pretty beautiful.
God,
many of
you
them are.
You would be a mess if you went to Australia.
Really? I can imagine. Look, Australians are pretty hot too.
You
I mean, look, I'm looking at one right in front of me here.
Mess. You would be an absolute mess.
Really?
I'm serious.
Then I'm not going to Australia. I'm telling you, I am a fucking mess. And then I told you, I go home, I sit on my balcony, and all these chicks park their cars and walk over to the restaurants and stuff. And I'm going, my God, what the fuck's going on? I mean, each one is more beautiful than the other. And I'm going, I have a fucking parade here. A fucking parade. I mean, Jesus Christ, you know. So
oh
what's a man to do? You know, what's a man to do, Manu? So the thing is that, you see, this is why this show is such a catharsis for me. It's so good because it's like a newfound freedom where I can actually express.
You can actually express it and not
express
hold it in.
I can what I feel, exactly. You know, everything that I ever thought, I can actually say it out loud, you know. And all I'm saying to
without
you
without any repercussions, right?
Hopefully, yeah. unless she listens to the show. But no, I mean, it's just, it drives me crazy sometimes. But yeah. You don't understand. You just don't understand what beautiful women can do to a man. You know? And look, sometimes they're not very beautiful, but they'd have either a nice body or a nice face or something, you know?
Right.
Or sometimes they're just sexy, you know? I mean, have you seen women that are like, I'm popping all over the place. I don't know what's going on here. Have you seen women that, I don't know, what was I going to say?
I don't know. Have you seen women something and then you went, yeah. I'm popping all over the place.
Yeah.
And then you lost your track.
I know. But
can't fill it in.
Yeah. It's like at the tip of my tongue. I was just thinking about it. But, yeah, but I mean, you know, some women are just more beautiful than others, I suppose. But it's something that, you know, I mean, you folks, I think men, it's like every fucking 30 seconds, every five minutes, you think sex, you know? Everything. I mean, you go in the kitchen, this girl bends down to pick up something, and you can see her G-string. You're thinking about sex, you know? You're walking down the street, this woman has nice feet with nice heels, and you get horny, you know? You look at this woman, it's like I fixate on her hair or something, nice
yeah.
hair, and I'm going, fuck, you know? Or walking in dresses and skirts.
You know what I notice?
Yeah.
I'm a woman, but, right. You know, I notice women as well.
Yeah.
But I have a fixation on legs.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like to look at women's legs when they're shapely.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I know. It's nice to see
them.
I go
like, wow, look at her legs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess if I was a man, I'd be like, wow, I'd like them to have them up in the air. No, so, and I think because, you know, just through my injuries and stuff like that, I've got a couple of scars and, you know, it just, I don't know. I guess my legs have never been the same.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. Some women, really have muscular calves. You can see they do, like, aerobics or something.
God, I've got huge calves. Nice. I've got big calves.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Really sucks. And I've had them all
my
life.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about muscular ones are nice.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. I like, the thing is, okay, I've got really muscular legs, and
right.
especially my calves.
Uh-huh.
But I've had them because I've been a swimmer or a runner, you know what I mean, athlete.
Yes,
so,
right.
you know, I've been all that, and those damn calves have never gone away, right? But I love women's legs, that their calves are, like, super slender, even though that they're not the athletic type, which is more my thing, if you know what I'm saying. But... like, for instance, Angelina Jolie's legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My God, her legs just, they're so long and thin.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have something about long, thin legs.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes they're too thin, I think, and some chicks,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's like so thin that it looks like an arm, you know? The legs look like an arm. And I'm thinking, this is not a shapely female figure,
right?
You know, this is like a little girl's figure.
Well, I mean, you do get the extremes, but I'm talking about really
but
nice.
But I mean, a lot of chicks think it's sexy to look like that. I just don't find it attractive, you know.
Well, they haven't ran a damn mile in their lives.
Yeah, but I mean, they would be considered hot because they're thin. But to me, it doesn't do much when a leg is not like shapely, you know, a little wider at the thighs and that's
I like shapely legs, but you know what I mean.
No, I don't. But what I do want to ask you is about those cowboy buckles yesterday, and you like salivating over cowboys. Remember yesterday?
Yeah.
Those Wranglers, she called them.
Wranglers.
So what was this all about? Well, I mean, I didn't.
No, they're hot.
Really?
Yeah, there's just something about. I just remember, like, all
like
of us.
Like cowboys in general?
Cowboys,
yeah.
Like the rodeo.
Right.
When the rodeo comes into Las Vegas for a whole week.
Yeah.
Like, me and all the other female, you know, dealers were going like, oh, my God.
Really?
And there are some really hot-looking cowboys.
Really?
And the thing is, what makes it even better is the fact that you know that they're a little tougher than your average guy.
Yeah.
Because they're getting beat up by these damn cows and dropping, you know, they're a little more, you know, riskier or
so
whatever.
It's just the rodeo cowboys that turn you on, or would it be any cowboy?
Well, probably any cowboy, I suppose. You know.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, I love horses and I've ridden, you know, I've ridden probably a lot of my life, so to speak.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's just, you know, they're just a little tougher. They have this different walk. They have this different persona.
Yeah, you like that rugged look?
Yeah, I do,
you
actually.
Do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if they stink? The stinkier, the better?
I don't know about that.
They don't come across as like showered people. I mean, they're rugged.
No, you know? But these cowboys that come into Las Vegas, I mean, they're not going out looking all rugged.
No,
and,
I know.
And
I'm talking about cowboys in general, though, you know. Well,
are you
know,
thinking
whatever.
About the Western movies?
Whatever.
I can tell you one thing. If I was back in those days, I wouldn't be with a cowboy because they would stink. Because
yeah.
Those bastards never showered.
Or like in the Westerns, they go into the whorehouse and they wash them in the bathtub.
Yeah, exactly.
With a cigar in their mouth and stuff.
Like,
remember
I've come home for a wash.
Yeah.
After spending 6 weeks out in the desert.
I know. Can you imagine living in the Wild West? I mean, that would be interesting, huh?
Would have been an interesting.
Yeah.
I reckon I would have been in the whorehouse.
In the whorehouse. Something, huh? Yeah, you'd just be too sexual for them. So we figure, let's throw her in the whorehouse.
Yeah. I'd be the old bartender.
Yeah.
Bartender and the whorehouse. I'll be the madam. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Madam to the cowboys.
Hello, boys.
Yeah. So now, so if a cowboy walked in here, would you spread for him?
No.
But you just said, I mean, you seemed salivating when you were thinking about it. It's like,
yeah,
oh.
Because I remember, like, there were some really good-looking guys.
Yeah.
They really are. Just even, like, the baby faces.
Uh-huh.
I got a thing for baby faces. And, anyways, I mean, just, like, have them dressed like that. And they're decked out. They've got their big buckles.
Right.
They've got their boots. They've got their hats. And they're actual, like, real gentleman-like.
Oh,
like, howdy, ma'am.
All right.
And be like, whoa.
So you need a little romancing before you'd spread or anything.
Of course I would.
You're a woman after all, right?
Yeah.
What is it with the fucking romance, man? Just take off your clothes and do it, you know?
Hey, I did do that once.
Can we hear about it?
That's how I got in the sack with Will. Do you remember that? Do you remember that story?
No.
You don't. I've already told
story.
It over the radio.
Oh, well, no. You guys, you just told me how you met and stuff.
Oh, we met, but I mean, like the night that I decided,
when you were in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, I just walked on upstairs, stripped down, and jumped in the bathroom.
Wow.
While he was having a shower. Like,
wow. I would have loved that, man.
And
for the first time, you know?
For the very first time.
Wow.
And he tried to strike up, like, how was work? And I'd be like,
fuck work, let me suck you dry.
Like, that's what you're asking?
Well, he's a gentleman, you know. He's, what, Irish or British?
Irish.
Irish, yeah.
Irish.
So he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, he is. He is, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have that heavy Irish accent?
No, not at all.
He doesn't?
No. He's been living
like
in the
Robert
States
Shaw
for too long.
Or something, yeah.
But he does have the hairy Irish bush eyebrows.
Really? Bushy eyebrows. That's funny. Our number to call in, 818-602-4498. Again, 602-4498, area code 818. So I went over to order a banner for the station, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like going, and let me ask you this now. Okay. Most people come to work when? What time do people come into work? Right now, right? When we come in the morning, like 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Okay.
8, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing is that, I need to get a banner for the station. I want to put one on the wall here, and I also want to give one to Timmy Zucker so they can put it at BB King's. When
right.
they go, they have a show there every week. So we'll have our big banner, you know, BBS Talk Radio, hanging there, which would be nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get a banner. And every time I pass by there's two stores, that do this on my way from the parking. And neither one is open at 8 o'clock in the morning. 8:15, you walk in by. So when the hell am I supposed to actually go and get this?
During the day.
And what if I don't have time, you know? I mean, you're a fucking business. What would happen if you open at 7:30 or 8 o'clock? They're missing out on business.
Well,
I mean, this downtown is really weird, Manu. Did you ever see this downtown after 5 o'clock?
And most places open at 9 a.m.
Well, that's stupid then. They should open at 8.
Why?
Because they'd get more business. Because some people need to stop by, like if you need to make copies or whatever, stop by on the way to the office.
Some people like to have a life.
Yeah, well, excuse me. You know, people in this downtown, they don't work very hard. I don't know if you've noticed, but when you leave here around 6, this place is dead. Okay?
Oh,
this
yeah,
downtown is fucking dead. Starbucks closes down at 5:30.
Yeah.
Some restaurants close at 4.
I know.
3 or 4 o'clock. They finish the lunch hour, they go.
Yeah.
But that tells you a little bit about a fucking downtown, you know? Any big city, you go downtown, and that's where everything is happening. That's where all the action is. And here, there's nothing. A fucking, you know, ghost town after 6 o'clock.
It does that's become a downtown. Ghost town, doesn't
it? So that tells you about L.A., you know?
I remember the first time I came here to L.A., and I thought, oh, well, I'll go check out. I always want to check out downtown.
Uh-huh.
I came downtown. It was I think it was a Saturday, or maybe even it was a Sunday, right? And I come down, I was like, where the fuck is everybody? I was like, my God. It's like, is it a holiday? Or I couldn't figure it out because nothing was open.
Yeah.
And then I was actually asking the question, like, how do businesses stay afloat down here?
Yeah, well, I think they make a bundle on lunch. You know, and then there's some restaurants that, like some nicer restaurants that I guess people come to dine.
Right.
But anything in between, you know, it's just, it's horrendous. And you know what? I come here on the weekend. There's absolutely nothing to eat within 3-4 blocks from here. Nothing. Everything is fucking closed.
Oh, you mean like at 6 o'clock?
No. All day during the weekend.
Oh, during
all
the
day,
weekend?
Yeah.
Well, you mean even downstairs underneath here is
all
closed?
Oh, underneath, you know it's going to be closed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because
really?
They cater mainly for these buildings.
Oh,
so.
That really sucks. Yeah. I didn't know that. At least I would have thought that this place stayed open underneath.
No.
The building? Wow.
There's no one here.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
And so, Wolfgang Puck's might stay open.
So that's our downtown.
Wolfgang Puck stays open.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even they close at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. I know. I mean, this town, it's like you want to go dining, you have to go early because the restaurants don't serve after 9 o'clock.
No, they don't.
You know? So it's just, I don't understand that. I really don't understand.
Yeah. Hey, what am I hearing in the background?
Yeah, are you hearing music?
Yeah, I am.
Why am I hearing music? What's
I don't
playing
know.
Here?
What are you playing?
Hold on a second. I don't know what
uh-oh.
That is.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that is. We must be picking up a signal somewhere.
So, check this out. Like, here's the latest bullshit. I don't know how freaking true this is.
Uh-huh.
Obama is related to Pitt, Brad Pitt, and Clinton is supposed to be related to Angelina Jolie.
What, is this The Onion?
No!
Where do you find all this news
is,
that it's so hard to believe?
This is... Okay, all right. This has to be somewhat somewhere because it's on the MSNBC. Okay.
Oh.
So this could make for an odd family reunion. Barack Obama is a distant cousin of the actor Brad Pitt. And Hillary Clinton is actually related to Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, what are the odds of that happening?
You know, I don't get that.
Yeah.
I really just
very
don't get that.
Very interesting shit. Very interesting stuff. You see, some things you just can't explain.
Nah.
But I don't know what's going on with that.
So what happened to Clinton? She certainly didn't get the looks.
But I got to tell you, did you hear that yesterday someone asked Chelsea Clinton
about
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
So I have this this.
And what is she doing?
Clip
did she,
here.
Did she just say turn off the cameras? Or
no, no,
like
no.
That?
Here,
what
I'll play it for you, and you can hear it. Okay,
okay? All right.
This is a short clip.
Because I just caught bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, it's a short clip from CNN, 45 seconds with Wolf Blitzer. So let's just listen to it for a second.
Clinton was caught off guard on the campaign trail by a question about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. She was talking to students at Butler University in Indiana when a young man asked her whether the scandal had hurt her mother's credibility. Listen to what happened next.
Wow, you're the first person actually that's ever asked me that question. In the, I don't know, maybe 70 college campuses that I've now been to. And I do not think that's any of your business.
Wow.
Chelsea Clinton said she didn't want to end the session on that note, so she wound up taking one more question, that one on global warming.
Wasn't that cool, though? I love it. I love it. All right, Chelsea. It's none of your business.
Well,
that's
yeah,
good.
That's true.
And especially to ask her. I mean, I think it's very disrespectful. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, go ask Bill.
I know.
You know?
But see, what I was listening to this morning, because I thought, well, let me just quickly turn on the TV just to, you know, like see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And which doesn't happen too often, trust me. And they had this episode about this. And basically they were saying, well, if she's out there campaigning for her mother, then we the press, should be allowed to ask whatever we feel like it. And she's
okay, so
allowed
did.
To put... Yeah, so
he
did.
He asked, and she told him, none of your business.
Well, the reporters or the people who were discussing this matter said that she should have at least answered... You know, well, it's none of your business. It should have been answered more along the lines, well, it's something that I wish not to discuss.
Yeah, exactly. You're
but
right.
You know
she
what?
Could have been more polite.
You know
about
what?
It.
But who cares? You know what? Who gives a fuck? I agree. It's like, you know what? It is none of your fucking business.
Yeah. I mean, that's her feelings about the whole thing, and she doesn't
yeah.
need to share them. It's been painful enough for her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, she's been in the spotlight ever since she was a little kid.
Yeah. And she's like in her late 20s now.
No, I don't know. I don't think in late 20s.
For some reason, I'm thinking that she is around
well,
like
you know
mid-20s,
what? You're right.
late 20s.
Didn't she start going to college when Clinton was still president?
Yeah.
So that would make sense. Well, then she would have been
18. She was in college.
Well,
she was in college when Clinton
years.
Was in presidency.
Yeah, she's about mid to late 20s. You're
See?
Right. You're right. Well, Manu.
Hey,
you
and she ain't
sources.
Hitched yet. She's not
you know,
hitched.
Well, she seems to me like a career woman, like her mother.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think she's going to rush to marry.
No.
Can you imagine her running for president, like when she gets a little older?
Ooh, Chelsea?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it beyond her.
No, I wouldn't put it beyond her, yeah. But I don't know. No, I don't think she would do it.
I'm willing to bet. Put some bucks down.
Well, considering what else is out there.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, we talk about first ladies for a moment, okay? Did you see the French president, okay, is married to this hot fucking chick.
Right.
Who has nude pictures but posed. I mean, like fine art, like black and white type of pictures and stuff.
Right.
And like a model would do.
Yes.
Now, in the picture, she's very, very fucking skinny, I'm telling you. It's like you can see her ribs. And I guess an auction house is going to sell these photographs of
right.
the first fucking lady.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm saying, can you imagine this happening here?
Oh, I wouldn't
mean,
even
would
be heard
never
of.
Never in a million fucking years would happen here.
Would never be heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the mentality of America.
Yeah, because I guess
like,
if someone
ooh,
ran...
Ooh, ooh.
If someone ran and their wife had done nude pictures, they would never win.
Yeah.
You know, they would never win the presidency.
Shock, horror. Oh, my God. She posed nude.
Yeah.
Even if it is artistic or model-like or black and white. Who cares?
Yeah. And we never had a hot first lady either. right?
Yeah. Well, Dennis, what's his last name? Kavanich? I can never pronounce the name for some reason, unless I see the word in front of me.
I don't know who you're talking about. Dennis?
Dennis. Black hair. He was one of the runnings.
Dennis?
So, yeah. So anyways, okay. His wife is substantially younger than him, and she's British, and she's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I remember
gorgeous.
That. I remember
yeah,
that.
She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
Good looking woman.
Yeah, and McCain's wife still is holding up pretty well.
Yeah, well,
you know,
God,
I mean, she's older, but she's much younger than him, obviously.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell, you know. But yeah, he won the lottery with her.
Yeah, didn't he? Have you ever seen that picture? Like, you can always tell a filthy rich guy.
Yeah.
And there's a photograph. You know, you can always tell a wealthy, filthy rich guy. And there's this guy who's probably about 400 pounds uh-huh. in his bathing suit, walking hand in hand with this hot-bodied chick with a G-string, you know, right beside him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, in all reality, you wouldn't even match up those two.
Yeah, I know, but it happens, and we talked about it. It's fame or money will do it for you.
Yeah, every exactly.
Time. Fame it's an aphrodisiac for women,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
I know.
Yeah.
So, what else? What else is happening in the politics?
Well, I'm sure a lot. Do you want to take a little break? Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
You're dreaming. You're missing out on all the important stuff.
Masturbation is costing society a lot of water. Okay?
What?
Okay.
Where did you get this
okay,
from?
Okay, you take your shower, you shampoo, you soap yourself, blah, 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 and then you start going at it, right? So what is it, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes? That's a lot of water. I mean, can you imagine how much water is wasted on that? Just imagine how many gallons you think probably go through the shower heads in a minute. So I think we're going to have a drought regardless of whether it rains here or not, because people are wasting water masturbating, you know? Do it elsewhere. Don't do it in the shower, okay?
Same says vote no masturbate in 08. It's California Dream. California Dream. With your host, Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
And that's us, and we talk only about important, relevant stuff.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Demi Moore, right? She goes on David Letterman, and she talks about her when she went to a trip to Austria, she went for a cleanse. And part of the treatment was actually placing leeches on her body.
Yeah. Have you heard of these things? I mean, I've heard of it before.
Well, of course I've heard of it, yeah.
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 But what does it say? I mean, leeches obviously suck blood out of you.
Yes.
But how does it help? How does it actually help the body? I mean, why do they do it?
I think maybe once upon a time I understood this and knew why, but I cannot remember for the life of me now.
Yeah.
Because it was so long ago that I remember, you know, like reading upon this.
Yeah.
In the military, when we used to go and do exercises up in the jungle, we used to have to, constantly, you know, like look over our bodies for leeches and ticks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so like plucking off leeches off you and stuff like that.
I thought the only way to get them off is to burn them, no? I mean, you can't really
pull them off. That's ticks.
Really?
Yeah, leeches you could just like pull off.
Really? They come off?
Or put salt on them.
Wow.
Yeah, but that kills them. You don't want to kill the poor things.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Who cares about the fucking leeches, my dear?
But here she is describing these leeches, you know, of, wow. They, you know, she had one in the belly button, and apparently it sucks the blood and curls up once it's drunk off your blood and then falls out. So you can imagine. Could you imagine the look on Letterman's face, like, being described this? But you know what? I say good for her for exposing something that most people would go like, oh, my God, no, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, the crazy shit that people do, you know.
I would give it a go.
You would?
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
But you know, back in the old days, and I'm not even sure what era we're talking about, but leeches were used, was a primary medical thing, you know, for headaches, mainly for headaches, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. They used to place them in the back of the cranial or on the temples or wherever the headache is. Same with maggots. You know, if a person had a really bad infection, particularly like gangrene or even diabetes, you know, like sores and so like that, they placed maggots on the area, the infected area, to clean it all out.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's all this old school medicine.
Maybe I'll use maggots to clean my ass after I take a crap.
No.
You don't need toilet paper.
That's talking about worms up your ass, man.
Not quite the same kind of worms.
No,
huh?
Not quite. Not quite. Oh, speaking of worms. All right. So This is how fucking crazy people are getting, okay?
Yeah.
You've got all this dietary fads, you know, you're doing this, you're doing all this ridiculous shit to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is highly illegal, but is actually being practiced here in the U.S., and that is actually self-infecting, you know, self-infecting yourself uh-huh. With bloody tapeworm. With a tapeworm.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what that means?
No.
Okay. All right. So
I know what a tapeworm is, but what
okay,
are you talking about?
Tapeworm, uh-huh. when digested by a human or even an animal for that matter, right?
Right.
Usually if you see very anemic animals and so on, uh-huh. they're usually infested with tapeworm. What happens is the tapeworm goes into the intestines and so on.
How does it get in there in the first place?
By oral.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
by
drinking
something or by eating something.
How big
something
is a
like
tapeworm?
Well, usually it comes into the body as a very small worm.
Right.
Right? Like a little parasite.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, humans can get it, but it's very rare.
But wouldn't you see it in the water if it was there?
No, you can't.
Really?
It's that small? It's that small, right? So, so basically what it does, once it's into... You become the host for the tapeworm. That's the only way it survives.
I see.
You see.
Yeah.
And once it's in the human body or the animal's body or its host, they start feeding off the body's nutrition.
I see.
And so any food that the animal or a human eats, right, gets eaten away by this parasite. And the parasite gets larger and larger and larger. And as it gets larger, the faster you lose weight.
Oh, wow.
And obviously, ultimately, if it's there long enough, it can kill you.
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a terrible parasite.
How do you get it out of there?
Well, the thing is, I mean, there is medication that you can take, like antibiotics and so on, mm-hmm. particularly for a human, or same with animals. It's an antibiotic that you take, it kills it, and then you just shit it out, yeah. you know. Wow. But this is, I'm not kidding, this is how ridiculous people are getting.
Yeah.
They are deliberately infecting themselves with tapeworm to lose
fucking
weight.
Yeah.
And they are going to places that is using this as a technique for weight loss.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, the things people will do, you know.
I know. It's a little sick, isn't it?
What's so hard about eating less and exercising a little bit? I mean, what happened to the traditional way to do this? Everybody wants a shortcut, but shortcuts always have consequences.
Yeah.
Always. There's always a price to pay.
Of course.
You know? So do it the right way, eat less, exercise more, blah, blah, blah. You lose fucking weight. You know, the problem is people eat too much. Now, let me ask you this, okay? Why is it when I go to restaurants, the fat people are always eating salads, and the thin people are always eating fattening shit? I mean, so if fat people eat salads, why are they fat? You know? So that's what I don't understand, is that they eat in hiding, but then when they're in public, they eat healthy. Oh, yeah, I'm on a diet, so I'm eating salad. Well, how the fuck did you get that fat in the first place? You know? So
that's some kind of... I can tell you why. All right, this is my little theory, mm-hmm. now that I've had a moment to think about it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you got a thin person, a healthy person...
Mm-hmm.
And because they are very conscious of what they're eating
mm-hmm.
and so on, when they do go out and dine, it's like, ooh, okay, we're out to dine. We use that moment as a time to splurge,
mm-hmm.
right? Even I don't go as far as desserts, believe it or not, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I'm not even talking about nice restaurants where you go eat, even lunch. Even when you go to lunch, you know, downstairs or something, you know, you'll see this, is that women often... ordered a salad. And okay, so there's a health thing going on in LA anyway. But the thing is that where's the health when you see a fat person eat that? You know, eat a salad. I mean, if you fucking ate salads all the time, you would not be fat.
You wouldn't be fat.
Yeah. So no, who are you trying to impress here?
No, because they go home and they sit in front of the TV or anything. They do take out and... so on, and they're just not, you know what, it just comes from the beginning. It just comes from healthy eating or someone to teach you healthy eating.
Right.
Because if you've got unhealthy parents, they're going to teach their children to eat unhealthy, and it just keeps going down, down, down the line.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch what you eat. Manu, I think we have a guest today. Since I was so busy this morning, you know what? why don't you look on there? You can get to the desktop. You know how you get to the desktop? Just or just close the windows. Don't close, but minimize the windows you have there.
You got it.
Okay, all of them. Okay, now you see on the left, it says guest information or
here
something.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay. So let's go and see if we have a guest for today.
What's today?
Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday, I just see 331.
No, there's one before that. There's
hang
324 or something.
No, it doesn't look like we have a day.
No guest today.
No
huh?
guest today.
Okay. I'll bet you there's probably going to be a call-in guest that I don't even remember.
Probably.
Yeah, who knows? I'm so fucking terrible. But you know what, Manu? I mean, look, I just learned that I'm going to have to do so much more work than I'm doing now because of all the music deal, okay? So the
so
whole thing,
you,
I need
you
to go...
You can't even archive the music? Are you
no,
serious?
No,
really?
I need to go back and edit out all the music.
No, but I mean, what about from now on? Even if we're...
No, you can't. Even royalty-free, it can't be archived.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's fucking bullshit, and we can't afford to expose ourselves that way. So
yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so that's the yeah. So that means, I mean, if we want to play music during the shows, which I think helps the presentation, and we need music, then I'm gonna have to go back and edit
music.
Everything every day, and it's a lot of work. But what I'm trying to say is that there's just so much and so much to do that I'm. It seems like I never catch up, you know, because things are just moving. You know, we get new hosts and new this and phones all day and stuff like that. So I have, you know, so I forget a lot of things.
You need someone who's as computer savvy as you, Sam, and then you need to have them. Wow, what was that?
Was that a little moth? I mean, I don't know how a moth would get to the 36th floor.
I don't know,
but something
either.
Just flew by our window.
No,
and
it's not, a moth. Look. Yeah? It's a moth. Sorry, people. We just got distracted by this moth.
Yeah, it is. Just a regular moth. It looked like a little bird or something. But
poor thing.
Tell me how a moth gets to the fucking 36th floor. I never thought they fly that high, you know? So we learned something about bugs today, too.
Oh, nice visit, though, wasn't it?
Yep. It was a nice visit. So let us hear from
you
people.
How about your son? Does
what
your son do computers?
Oh, yeah. No, he's helping me out already, but I'm going to have him do some of this. I'm probably going to have him do the editing every day.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
Very good with computers. He's getting to be better than I am. Yeah.
Well, there you have it. There's your answer.
Yeah.
Employ your son. That's his pocket money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he already spends it in advance, you know. Well, look, Dad, in 2 weeks I will have made that much, so give me the money now.
Has he already done that?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
No, but
you know, I remember my pocket money being for we used to call it tuck shop day at school.
Uh-huh.
Tuck shop day.
Uh-huh.
I used to get 60 cents.
Yeah.
60 cents.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
But I'm sure it was a lot when you were a kid.
What did it used to get me for little lunch? We used to, you know, we say little lunch and big lunch. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Little lunch, I used to go down, and I think I just used to get like an icy pop, you know, like frozen cup, you know, and that used to cost like 10 cents, you know.
Yeah.
So
you had a lot of money.
So that was
I'm
50
serious.
Cents left.
Yeah.
And then maybe I might have had, you know, like in big lunch, I remember buying a milk. And I remember buying like a Jaffel. We used to call it Jaffel sandwich or something like that. Because the mothers, you know, of the school used to make, you know, food at home, you know, like really good food too, mind you.
Right.
And then bring it into the tuck shop. And that's what we used to have. Just once a week we had tuck shop.
Yeah.
And that was it. And so I used to do that. And I think I used to keep about, you know, 20 cents or 15 cents or 10 cents, you know, spare. And that was my little change.
Nice.
But I never got a, you know, what do you call that money that you give to kids?
Allowance.
Allowance,
yeah.
And I've never gotten an allowance.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well.
I don't think any of us kids got an allowance. But, I mean, what the fuck are we going to do?
Exactly. What? There's no mall down
nowhere.
The street.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
It's true, though. Hey.
Yeah, where exactly would you go shopping? No 7-Elevens nearby.
Well, no. I mean, like, every time we used to go to do our shopping at this really tiny grocery store, And her name was Mrs. Nichols. I remember this. And it was this tiny, tiny little shop. Now, when I was a little kid, I used to think it was the biggest thing on the planet, right?
Yeah.
And she used to have all these lollies and so on. And I used to, like, buy 10 cents of lollies. It used to be a huge bag of lollies. And that used to be my feast.
Yeah.
You know, and I used to save this shit for an entire, however long it took before we went shopping again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and the
great
food,
childhood memories, I suppose.
And the food, you guys produced all the food yourself, right? Or did you go into town to buy food?
When there was a butcher house in the little town that was closest to us, it wasn't very big at all. So, and I think we used to buy something like 2 or 3 months worth of meat.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it would be all sorts of meats.
Yeah. But milk and eggs you would have in the farm, for example?
We always had our chickens, so our, you know, like every morning I'd have to go
in. Cheese and butter?
No, we didn't do that.
No.
Although the cream from the cow,
You
know, we used to churn that and make it into butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty darn good.
Yeah, wow.
Like, woohoo, we got butter.
Yeah.
Yay.
So you know how food is made. Let's see.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. And I know how to kill a cow, too.
Wow.
Yeah, because we've done that, too.
Yeah.
Kill a pig, kill a cow, something like that.
Just take your baseball bat to its head.
kill a chook. we call chickens back home chooks. Chooks.
Chooks?
On the farm. Chooks.
Chooks? Chooks?
Yeah, chooks. Chooks.
Chooks. Okay.
Chooks. I'm going to go to the chook pen.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with chick?
I don't know. We just called them chooks, I suppose.
Okay. All right, chooks it is, Manu.
Chooks, I don't know. We had some nice tasting eggs, though.
Yeah.
By all means.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, a man was trying to install a satellite TV in his house. Okay? So he tries to, like, drill holes through the outside wall of the house. And he can't, right? He's been unsuccessful.
Right.
So the man takes a gun and shoots the wall to put a hole in there, right?
Are you kidding me?
His wife is on the other side of the wall, and he fucking kills her.
What a fucking dumbass.
Is that
Are you serious?
Asshole or what?
Oh, my God. Okay, and where did this take place?
This is Missouri, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I think the only sophisticated areas of the U.S. is on the Los Angeles side, and along the coastline, and then of course the East Coast.
Yeah.
But everything in between, there's some bizarre.
There's
shit.
Something going on.
There's something stupid, absolutely stupid going on.
I know. That's true. That's where a lot of stuff happens in Middle America.
Like. Tapeworm lost weight.
Can you imagine how he must feel? I mean, if he loved his wife, you know, maybe he was just trying to kill her and he pretended that it wasn't a murder.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Woman stuck on seat for 2 freaking years. Oh, did you hear that he is being charged with negligence?
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah, he is being charged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it says the officials are trying to decide whether to file charges against him.
So no, I think they're going ahead and doing
Manu,
it.
Manu, that's what it says.
Oh.
Okay.
What about the man on the seat?
What?
The man with the seat? The woman that was on the seat for 2 years?
Oh, no, no.
That's what I'm talking about.
But we're talking about this fucking man who shot a hole in his
Yes,
in his
I
wife.
Know, but then we went into leeches and then we talked about the woman,
leeches.
Like all the bizarre things that happened in Middle America, okay?
Right, okay.
Okay, so there was him. And then I was like, yeah, like leeches being as a weight loss thing. And then, of course, a woman being stuck on a toilet for 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I guess I'm,
And then I went ahead and...
Manu, people are trying to call me on my cell phones during my show. Now, these are people that know me and know that I do a show from 9 to 11. So what the fuck? You know, why are people trying to call me now? You know, so stop calling. Call on the main line so we can have you on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So during, here's some, I don't know if this is information that people know of.
Yeah.
We all have heard of IBM, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's massive, right? It's number one computer, blah, blah, blah. Okay? So, and this was something that I was already aware of for some time anyways, but now it's actually up, you know, up in words. During World War II, IBM built the computers the Nazis used to manage their death concentration camps.
Wow.
IBM was the first company that came up with the barcodes with the numbers systems.
Right.
And that's how they managed the concentration camp. IBM was the company that set this all up for the Nazi camps.
Really?
Did you know that,
no,
Sam?
No.
You did not?
No.
Wow.
When did that
And you're a Jew?
When did that become When did that become known?
Well, actually, it's been known for a while, but I think since the internet has come into valuable, you know, information sources, I remember listening to this on a documentary maybe about a year ago now, maybe over a year ago now.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah.
And then, and so, anyways, I just rediscovered it. It was, you know, used.
But I don't know that IBM built it specifically for the Germans. Maybe they just had a computer and the Germans got a hold of it.
No, 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 no. It's very clear. It is very clearly stated. IBM built the computers for the system management.
They did.
Yes.
Expressly for that.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. What can I tell you?
you know,
somebody's
so going to
answer.
And then, of course, years later, it was Wrigley's gum was the very first product that came out with the barcode. You know what I mean? On food product. Yes. After that.
Oh.
Because that's why barcodes never existed for a long time, because of the concentration camps.
Really?
Yes.
But they didn't put barcodes on them. They put numbers on them.
No, it was just numbers, but it's still associated with barcodes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because in the what I learned on the documentary is the computer system that they had, three was meant for holding, seven was meant for death sentence, the different numbers had different specific meanings or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Determinations. And so that's why there were a number of numbers, you know, that were placed on the arms of...
Yeah, tattooed onto the people's arms.
So, and that's how the Nazis could say, okay, you are this, this, and this. Yeah.
But
not track of you.
So it was code. It was coded.
It was coded to determine where you were being sent or what was going to happen to you.
Jeez.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was that's how they established everything.
Mm.
Interesting information, huh?
Very, very disturbing too.
It is disturbing.
Yeah.
And yet IBM is one of our biggest computer systems.
Yeah. Oh well.
Well.
What are you gonna do? You know, we gotta put it behind us and move on. You know, you can't be stuck on this shit forever.
No, you can't.
You know.
No.
And obviously, a lot of people did all kinds of things, and you know.
All right. So here's another interesting information. I don't know if you want to call this interesting.
Yeah.
But all right. The total combined weight of the world's ant population is heavier than the weight of the human population. Get out of here.
Are you
serious?
Wow, there's got to be a lot of fucking ants. That's a lot of fucking ants, Manu.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And those bastards are stronger than us.
Yeah. Compared to their weight, you mean, yeah.
Oh,
compared
my God.
To their body
mass,
yeah.
No kidding.
I know. Manu, you know, I was thinking, I'm thinking of doing a laser surgery on my eyes because I've had it with my fucking glasses. I just can't stand them anymore. You know?
You don't like your glasses?
I don't like glasses.
Do you have to have them on all the time?
Yeah. Because I see blurry otherwise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it stigmatism or is it something else? Stigmatism?
Yeah.
Then get them lasered.
Yeah. So, yeah, but you know that they couldn't do that when you had astigmatism in your eye? They couldn't. The laser would not work, but now they have it for that.
Yes, they
but
do.
But the reason I haven't done it all these years is because I figure it's still kind of new, you know, all this laser surgery and shit. And there's no long-term research on this, you know, because people have not really done it for a long time. And what if it, you know, what if it ultimately injures you in some way. You know, what if your eyes actually in the long run would get more fucked up, you know?
Yeah, but, I don't know. I remember, my God, I think it was like back in 1995, I think it was. 1995, the guy that I was dating at that time,
right.
We'd been together for a while, and he wore glasses. And he ended up having to have laser surgery because he was going into special, you know, specialist forces, you know, for the police. And you're not allowed to wear glasses. Mm. So he went ahead and had the laser surgery, and it went very, very successfully.
Yeah. I mean, people swear by it, you know? And
that was back in 1995.
Yeah. And it seems like too good to be true, you know? I mean, suddenly you're going to see everything, and you don't need the glasses anymore. But I think they make me look like shit. I don't like the way I look with them. But more importantly, it's just they get in the way, you know? They're just... I don't want fucking shit on my face. So I'm debating this very hard.
No one squatting over your face, right?
I do, without glasses on, though. Yeah, squat on my face, baby.
Oh, my God.
But you know that
I'm
there's
really
actually some people that are into smothering, you know? Like, they're into... a woman sitting on their face, and she doesn't even have to have her underwear off, but it's about suffocation, you know? And, it's called smothering.
What?
Yeah, and it's like they sit with their ass on the face, and they totally clog your nose and your mouth, so you can't breathe. And, you know, until you can't fucking stand it anymore.
And then you,
and
then
they
you
release.
Do, and then you do mouth to mouth by farting.
The shit that people
God.
Do, man. I mean, how do you get off on something like that? You know,
and
the fact
know.
That you're smothered and you're running out of breath, you know, by an ass on your face. I'm telling you, Manu, the human race is strange, especially when it comes to sex.
Oh yeah.
You know the shit people do.
They do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Let's take another break, Manu.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Laugh. Cry. Fall asleep. Only with PBS Talk Radio. You're listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
So did you hear who got arrested for DUI?
No.
Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. You know who he is?
Oh, that...
Well, doesn't ring a bell?
Yeah, of course it does.
But it
doesn't surprise me.
Why?
Wow.
You think he's still trying to get over the divorce with Heather Locklear?
Oh, well, you know what? Hey, he's fucking her best friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's with Denise Richards.
Denise Richie, yeah.
Richards.
Oh, Richards. Well, yeah. You know, she and Heather Locklear were best friends.
Yeah.
They used to hang out together all the time, right?
Yeah.
Then when Denise ended up leaving
Charlie Sheen,
then she was like all over, you know, Heather, like, oh, I can just imagine the whole thing going down, right? And then, of course, she's, you know, like talking to Richie Sambora, like, oh my God, I can't believe he left me. And then all of a sudden, then next thing you know, she's banging Richie.
Yeah.
Or he's banging her, whichever the two. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So poor old Heather Locklear was betrayed
by her husband and
her best friend.
Yeah. You'd think by now people would learn not to fucking drive drunk, you know?
Yeah.
And they still do. And there's so much death from this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
People don't understand. You drive in a car, you're driving a weapon, a deadly, lethal fucking weapon.
Yes.
And you have to be very careful. And the way people drive, obviously they're not aware of that. They're not aware that they're always endangering somebody else. And it's just, you know, the lane switching and the cutting in front of you and all that
the
stuff.
The swerving, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't
pay
attention.
And they'll do that for no fucking apparent reason because the other lane they're moving to is not any faster. You know? And you know, so it, I don't know.
I was following a drunk driver on Saturday night.
Yeah? How did you know he was drunk?
Oh, because it was very obvious.
Really? The way they were driving?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Very erratic, you know, like touching the brake all the time.
Yeah.
Going to the left and then sudden pull to the right or, you know what I mean, this and that, just not really paying, you know, you could tell that they were so drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. They should all be arrested and put away, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no fucking excuse for this. You know, you just because you wanted to drink and felt like, yeah, it's safe to drive, you know, and stuff, you end up fucking killing people, you know?
Well, I live on Los Feliz Boulevard.
Yeah.
And it seems like that every night, in particular the weekends, that boulevard becomes a freaking racetrack for drink drivers, basically, because they start racing at about 1:30 to 2:30 a.m. in the morning.
Well, they do drag racing or street racing
or
something?
Well, they just they just take off because it's a long stretch of road.
Right.
There has been so many accidents at the intersection where I am, where my apartments are. Mm. It is not funny.
Yeah.
And every case has been related to drink driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just not, you know, because it's so fast and they come around that corner that goes down a slight hill. They lose air, you know what I mean? They get air and so on, and then they end up crashing.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the DUI laws are strong enough, if they're and enough deterrent to cut down on the people that do it.
No.
You know?
I don't think they're strong enough. You know what I think? I don't know. I think more so there's one thing that goes on in Australia that I think is there is no second chance back home.
No?
I mean,
for DUI?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess here also they could take away your license on the first charge.
They can't. What about that guy that got he's had over 20 charges of DUI?
Who is that?
I don't know. I remember reading it on one of the
news.
And
he's out?
Yeah.
He's not in jail?
No, he's not in jail again.
Really?
Yeah, he's not in jail again. I was like, I don't get it.
How does that happen?
I know. I remember reading it, and I remember thinking, like, well, this should be brought up on the show, but and then we never came around to it, like a lot of things. But back home, my God, if you get done for DUI, you're so screwed, it's not funny. You have, regardless, man, you are banned from driving like a minimum of 5 years, maximum of 10 years. So depending on where you are. I mean, it's a serious, serious thing.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be because it's a danger to society. And
there's no second chance back home.
Yeah.
None at all.
No. Maybe there shouldn't be. Maybe there shouldn't be. You
know?
Because everybody is aware of the laws and the danger. You know, it's not like you don't know. You know.
Yeah.
And they tell you, you know, when you go to traffic school or something, they tell you driving is a privilege. It's not a something that you get it automatically. You have to earn it.
Yeah.
You have to earn the right to drive. It's not just a birthright type of a, you know, where you have just you can do whatever you want, you know. Where the fuck am I going with this?
I don't know. But you know, another thing that annoys the shit out of me too, since we're talking about traffic and drivers and so on, is that it's fucking red light bullshit. You know what I mean?
Which
and,
one?
And red
what
lights.
Red light?
People
what
just
about it?
People just driving through red lights like it's no. Speaking of red lights, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday on the way after I left the show,
right,
and walking back to my car,
right,
I came to the intersection down there on Flower and Sixth, and a car had obviously gone through a red light and had taken clean a bike rider and cleaned her up.
Really?
She went through the windscreen.
How do you know it was a red light thing?
Well, because it was the only car in the intersection.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it was there because that's where it stopped after it hit the person.
Yeah, I know. But usually that happens during a freaking red light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how many? Look,
you
know,
but
Sam,
you don't know. What about the bike rider? Maybe they weren't looking.
It was a female bike rider on right. a regular bike.
Okay, so maybe like that, she like wasn't that, looking.
Like that person is going to go through a red light on a bike?
You don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. But, I mean, did it was it apparent from what you saw that the driver was at fault?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what happened? I mean, you told me something about the windshield being broken?
Yeah, she had gone through the windshield.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was she a young woman?
She looked young.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Probably,
how sad.
Yeah.
Do you think she died?
I don't know. She didn't look too good.
You saw her?
Yeah.
Where? She was lying on the ground or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, she was already on the ground.
Wow.
She'd hit the windscreen and then rolled off.
Yeah.
But the windscreen was completely shattered.
Yeah.
Gone.
Windscreen is windshield for yeah. Americans who don't know.
Oh, yeah. And it was a BMW,
yeah.
too.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was a guy.
Yeah, how fucking scary is that,
yeah,
huh?
It was a guy.
Suddenly fucking
a male
hit
driver.
Somebody. I mean, wouldn't it be like the scariest fucking thing in the world is you suddenly hear, like, you feel a bang and you see a fucking person flying into your windshield. I mean, is that fucking scary or what?
Well, it's just as scary as the person being hit.
No, I know, but let's say, okay, that
there's
we're
no
more
protection
likely,
there.
No, but we're more likely because we drive more than we ride bikes, okay?
Yeah.
So,
well, see, I ride
a real
bike.
It's a real worry.
So I ride a bike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
a motorcycle.
A motorcycle.
But
and
that
a,
was
and a
bicycle,
push bike.
Right?
This was a bicycle.
Right.
But any rider was way more aware of what's around them than a regular driver.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And that's why, for most parts, you know, it's usually the driver's fault. Because, you know, people who are driving just drive, and they're really not paying exact attention.
Right.
But when you are on a motorbike or even a push bike, your senses are just, like, tripled because you are looking everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
you have to
be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
You can't just go ride and like, oh, yeah, I own the road too. You know what I mean? Because it's not the fact.
Yeah.
People do not look for bike riders. So, you know, as a bike rider, you have to just pay a hell of a lot more attention.
Yeah,
in fact, it's a little bit more stressful in a sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, even on the motorbike, I really like riding on the motorbike. And, I mean, like, I'm not kidding. I'm even looking for areas, you know, like if something happens or a car cuts in front of me or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for an escape route. I'm looking for the best place to crash.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking. Same with a push bike. I'm looking for the best place. Like, okay, where can I, you know, like, you know, run off into least amount of hurt.
Yeah. I know. Except I don't know how much you can rationalize in such a short time. You know, I mean,
you'd
it's
be
like
surprised.
Split seconds.
Yeah, split seconds. But in a person that's going through a traumatic experience, those split seconds turn into 10 seconds.
Mm.
I don't know if you were aware. There were actual studies done.
Yeah.
You know, of people going through trauma or, you know, that feeling of like, oh my gosh, this is about to happen.
Right.
Believe it or not, everything just goes into slow motion. And you actually do get time. For some reason, your body reacts to the time of your mind reaction.
Wow.
Yes. Very cool.
Very interesting.
Very cool.
Interesting stuff.
They did a whole bunch of studies.
Yeah.
Which would explain how it felt like I was falling for about 20 seconds out of the helicopter. Everything was in slow motion.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it
except
was.
The pain, huh?
When yeah, well, I didn't feel the pain immediately.
Really? Did you know you broke your knees?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I heard the cracks.
Oh, God, that's terrible. That's when my new job jumped off a chopper in the military.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Missed tough shit.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So did you ever have, I mean, were you in combat at all? You weren't in combat.
Somalia, Rwanda.
Huh?
Somalia, Rwanda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
that
were
wasn't
there?
That wasn't necessarily combat.
Yeah.
That was just U.S. Greenpeace thing, shit, bullshit.
Yeah.
Crap.
Did you, was that like urban warfare? UN. I mean, were there like, did you have to fight in the streets?
No.
So you were like a peace mission?
Yeah. I mean,
really
we were just there to, you know, try and regain the supplies that were trying to be sent to the villages and so on. You know what? None of it worked.
No?
Yeah. We shouldn't even been there. Yeah. It was bullshit.
Yeah.
This is my personal thing.
That shit never works, you know?
No, of course not. Of course not.
You go to other countries, it's
always
shit.
And this is something that a lot of people do not know. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I know this because I know it now, right? Yeah. I know better now. Uh-huh. I understand now. When we were in Somalia, Rwanda, all of a sudden we got notes that we had to evacuate, so to speak. You know, okay, it's done and we've done our job, so and so. It was very clear that we haven't done the job. What job that we were supposed to do, we still don't know what job we had to do.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we were understanding that this flight, we had to stick around for this flight for a U.S. plane coming into Mogadishu. With these massive supplies, it was kind of classified. We weren't sure what it was. We knew that it wasn't food supplies. So we were being met by another convoy to meet with the aircraft to take these supplies to somewhere else.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Turned out that the cargo on that plane were fucking machetes that were imported from China to America, from America to Mogadishu. Those machetes were in the hands of the massacre that occurred.
Wow.
And that was after we had all left. That happened days after we had all left.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what usually happens. You see, I'm pretty sure.
It was allowed. That massacre was allowed. It was planned. They knew it was going to happen, and they did not intervene.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Eventually, you're going to have to leave. And when you do, that's when it's going to happen. I'm sure when we pull out of Iraq, when we finally do, you're going to have the same shit.
So we're going to supply the Al-Qaeda with more weapons.
Well, yeah, and a place to stay.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I mean, we handed these machines. It was a planned thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how do we take care of this? I know. Let them kill each other off.
Send machetes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get it. Okay. China provides the cheapest machete, so we'll buy them from China, and then we'll ship them off to Mogadishu.
To Africa.
Yeah. I mean, is that fucked up or what?
These people are so screwed in Africa. You know, I mean, they're all stuck with all these like puppet government and all these warlords and shit like that. I mean, what kind of a life? You know, they. It's a very ruthless continent.
But can't you see America just had a helping hand in that?
No.
Hang on, Sam.
How?
Hang on. I'm serious. Did you just not hear what I just said?
I did.
America,
I heard about the fucking machetes.
America purchased machetes from China.
Okay, right.
America transported those machetes.
Yes. To whom?
To Mogadishu. Into Mogadishu for them to be.
Who is them?
The tribes, the outlaws.
Right.
Okay.
But which side? That's what I'm saying. I mean,
the enemy. The enemy.
Don't fucking yell at me.
Have you? I mean,
Manu, wait a minute. Okay. Wait. Before, let's say the Americans, Australians, all of these are not in the picture, right? What happened there in the beginning? You have factions fighting each other, right?
Well, yes, that's
okay.
True.
Which faction did America arm? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
The ones that they were supposed to be trying to keep in control, like in the sense of the people that were massacred were those who were very deprived. You know what
right.
I mean? Like starving villages, you know. And so, I mean, like in Africa, in those parts of Africa, if you weren't part of this tribe, then you ain't shit. You know what I mean? There's such a hierarchy system
right,
there.
Right.
If you were a certain... You know, if you were from this tribe, then you weren't worth nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely nothing. And that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then you've got the greedy tribes right. that want to take. We're the richest. We're the most powerful. I mean, it's been going on there. You know, same with
for centuries.
That young lady that was here from Africa.
Uh-huh.
You know, with what's going on with the election there,
right.
and so on. Geez, what was her name? I can't remember what her name was. No, not Fumi.
Oh.
One of the very first guests that we had on our show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk about it in a second. Let's see who's calling.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Manu. Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
I was just... Hello?
We can hear you.
Hello?
We're going to go back and forth all the morning.
I was just calling to actually to find out how I can hear you on my radio of my computer.
Oh, well, all you have to do is go to bbstalkradio.com, and then you click on the Listen Live button.
I know, but I'm having problems with my plugins right now.
Oh,
so
well,
can
so you can't hear us live then, but you can download our archives. But in order to listen live, you have to have Flash installed on your computer, which takes 2 seconds to install.
Oh, I have a Flash.
Oh, you have Flash?
I don't know what's going on with my computer.
Okay, so you know what? Maybe I should come.
There's no station on the radio, on the regular radio, that I can find you?
No, not on the radio. No, we're actually doing better than that. We're broadcasting the whole world, not just to the city. But
well, then I gotta fix my computer.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I should come to your house and fix it for you. I mean, that's I used to do that. I used to do that for a living. I might as well. That's too bad. But you know what? I'd be happy to help you. If you go to the contact page, there's my cell number. So if you want to call me later on, I'd be happy to go over it with you so you can listen.
Okay. There's something with my configurations or something, because I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, darling?
I'm calling from Montrose.
Montrose. Yeah, that's not too far.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Glendale.
Yeah, that's right. Have you listened to us before?
Never listened to you. I got your email about your station with regard to the 11 o'clock show, and I started reading everything, and I was very, very interested because I have some similar outlook on life as some of your other people that are on your station. So
great.
Wow.
Great. Yeah. Well, we definitely need to talk. You know, if you want to host your own show or something, we can talk.
That's what I was thinking about too, so I'm going to think about that.
Yeah, wonderful. So call me later on.
I'm one of these people that believe you make your own future, and
yeah,
it's all up to you.
That's true. What do you do for a living?
I just quit my job. I just walked out of my job last week because it was so stressful. It was affecting my health.
Wow.
Hey, I've done that before.
Huh?
I have actually done that before.
How was it affecting your health?
My first time, and I'm a single mom, so it was like, hey, well, you know what? She's way more important than it's just a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the reason? I mean, did you say geographically it wasn't?
No, because it was affecting her health.
Yeah,
it was affecting my health.
In what way?
But I'm an aspiring writer.
There you go.
Oh.
She's an inspiring writer.
So.
And if you have a stressful job, and I know this,
yes,
if you end up in a job that's stressing you out and it's just
I
so not creative.
I couldn't do anything creatively.
You can't do anything creatively.
Yeah.
No.
It
yeah.
just totally,
nothing.
Yeah.
My creativity went down the tube.
Was that like an office job that you had?
Yes, I was doing payroll for 400 teachers.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Oh, for the school district. Wow, sounds like
well,
a lot of fun.
Well, it was for a private company.
Oh, private company,
wow.
Okay.
Am I on the air?
Of
yes,
course
you
are.
Are.
Yeah. We told you you were.
Well, then we won't talk very much about it.
Yeah, you don't need to use any names, no.
I just needed help, and I had I wasn't getting help.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Congratulations, and you certainly get my support in your decision, because I've been there.
And I know it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it will.
It always will be. You know, but you're right. Family, I think, comes first, and your well-being comes first. You know,
everything happens for a reason, and I believe it's just for me to move forward to something bigger and better.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I can imagine being a single mom; it would be kind of hard to lose your source of income and stuff. You know.
You know what? I'm really blessed over the last year, and unfortunately that blessing came because my father passed away.
Mm.
However,
but he left you some money.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
And I figured, you know what, I'm going to take a couple of weeks off. She's going to be on spring break, and then I'm going to just go back. I'll find something. I mean,
yeah,
everybody needs somebody who does, you know, payroll or bookkeeping or,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to work time. You know, I don't need to.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I want to write my book.
Yeah. Really? What is it going to be, fiction, nonfiction? What kind of book?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of The Secret.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We have.
Uh-huh.
Who hasn't?
Well, it's a book series called Thank God I. It's about gratitude. It's about turning really awful situation into a positive situation. And that's what basically has happened to me through a divorce over the last 5 years.
Wow.
And
so this is
I'm
basically
a better person for it.
Yeah. Well, obviously, yeah. So this is like life deals you a lemon, make a lemonade type of a thing.
Right? I like that.
Yeah. I have been blessed, and because of The Secret and the way I change my thinking, the more I think about, oh my gosh, I keep getting blessed, and I keep verbalizing it, I keep getting blessed, and there's just no way around it now. It's just now it's just like keeps unraveling here, there, and everywhere, and I have no financial insecurity. Even not having a job, because I know I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, well, you are very fortunate and very blessed. You know, obviously not everybody gets that kind of an opportunity.
And that's one of the things that I was thinking about. I would like to host, because you're not everybody. I hear people complain about their situation. Well, get the heck out of it and do something about it.
There you go.
People don't get it.
You know, I'm the type of person that procrastinates. But, you know, I procrastinate, like I bitch, I whine, and this and that. And the next thing, boom, all of a sudden, and I've decided, that's it, it's done, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I'll just walk on out of there.
This is the first time, I wasn't getting the help I needed, and I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to give you 2 weeks' notice. And the next thing I know, my daughter was homesick, and within 3 days, being home with her one day, I couldn't even go back. The thought of going back...
Yeah.
Just like, why do I even want to go back? Why do I want to let myself out for another 2 weeks? Nope, don't even want to go there. And I apologize. I said, I don't normally do this. This is not my style. However, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I know you can get to a certain point. I know what you mean, because I was
I had a meltdown.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I was, you know, before we started the radio station, I was doing accounting as well. I used to be a controller. So let me tell you what I did, and maybe this will make sense for you, okay? What I did is that I also walked out on a couple of jobs, and I finally decided, you know what, enough of working and helping other people build their dreams, I'm going to build my own dreams. So I decided to go on my own and provide services for small businesses that would like to have someone who's good in accounting but can't afford them full time.
Exactly.
And all I can tell you, what is your name, by the way, your first name?
Jane.
I wanted to, so the thing is that I started putting ads on the internet, and I got busy from week one. And you know what? And I never looked back. I thought this was the best thing I ever done. So this might actually be your opportunity to go
it's
on your own.
To be, because like I said, I have other, you know, things going, I have a lot of other things going on. I mean, I have some stuff going on within family that I need to pursue, and that's one of the other reasons why I was thinking about hosting a show. I stole $150,000 from my father's estate.
Yeah.
And my sister and I are like, he's not responding, not acknowledging. He hid the money, he put it in his account, but I've tracked everything.
Wow.
And so that's like a serious issue that I hear from a lot of people within families.
Yeah.
That people get really greedy, and they think, well, I'm the only one in touch. And so they just, you know, make promises to, in my case, he made a promise to my father that he would take care of everything the way my father requested. Instead, he just turned around and took what he could as soon as he could.
Wow.
And thought that we would never do anything about it.
Yeah, you know, it's like it seems like people are at their ugliest when someone dies, you know?
Oh my
it's like
God.
Suddenly,
but I never thought my brother was so slimy.
I know, you know, and that's the thing. That I mean, that kind of scares me, because frankly, you
Listening.
Know, I've got two brothers, and I don't think we will ever fight over that kind of stuff. And I mean, I know that if they started like fighting over it, I just say, take my share.
That's the kind of thing. But my sister is like, you know, it's not even money. It's about we need to make him accountable.
Yes.
Because he somebody needs to be taxed on it. I mean, what is he just gonna? the bank see that he deposited a huge amount of money in his account within a 2-week period? And don't they, like, get a red flag? I mean...
Yeah, they do.
Well, they're not doing... I can't even tell you. I contacted the IRS. I contacted Oprah, Phil. I wrote to everybody I could possibly make noise to, and nothing has been done.
Really? So they, yeah. Well, maybe because it happens too often and they don't think it's newsworthy or something. But you definitely have...
But karma, I believe in karma. And my brother, from what I understand, his cancer was in remission. And what I understand, it's come back.
Oh, wow.
And I truly believe that that's karma.
Wow. Is your brother older than you?
Yes. Okay. He's 9 years old. And he makes a really good living. He lives in New York, and my sister and I are both like struggling women.
Yeah.
And we're blown away.
Was there not a will? There's no will?
Here's the thing. This is a really big issue. We think that he either tore it up, lied about it, or because this is another story. My father was a World War II vet. Amazing stories about this man. He was in the flankers. He was adored by many, many people, and he adored my brother because he was the son, so to speak.
Right.
And, you know, he was the son, and he was perfect, and, you know, and we were just girls.
Oh, that's awful.
I grew up, in that. So my brother bought a condo for my father to live in for, you know, as long as he lived in Las Vegas. I lived in New York. My sister lived in Hawaii. I'm in California. I mean, we're all over the place.
Yeah.
And my sister and I, you know, we were brought to California when we were young, and my brother stayed to continue on to college. So we never really knew him after age 15, 16, 17.
We really never knew him. Yeah.
Except for the stories my sister would tell me about what he would do to her, because I'm the baby. She's the middle child. So he was very jealous when she came along.
Wow.
So... she goes, he was mean from the gate. I went, ooh, that's real, you know. But the man convinced my father's sister, who passed before my father, to have control over my daughter's scholarship fund because I was offended. So my brother, who has stolen from my father's estate, also has my daughter's scholarship, he has control over my daughter's scholarship fund that I need to get out of his hands.
Now, how does this happen, Jane?
You would not believe the manipulation. I thought my ex-husband was bad. My ex-husband is an angel next to him. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm saying this on radio. Robert, I hope you hear me even in New York. and my sister and I have confronted him in a letter and said, here's the date. Here's the times we have canceled checks. Da-da-da-da-da. Totally ignored us.
Really? Jeez.
Wow.
Telling our nieces that we're the ones that are in the wrong. I mean, totally brainwashing everybody and lying about everything. And my sister, she's a little bit more beside herself because she doesn't also. I'm trying to get her to understand about the secret and the wedding and all that, and she just doesn't get it. She gets it a little bit, but she doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only money, you know. I mean, that's what people don't understand. It's just friggin' money, you know. And when something happens to you as far as health goes, then you're starting to realize the money is not really that important, you know. So
it's not. But here's the funny thing: you start to realize the money is important, the money starts coming.
Yes. I think you're right. I think you're right. You know.
No, it's absolutely, absolutely true. Because
really.
I kept saying, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe how much I have got so much money in the bank that I've never had been this comfortable." I don't want to say that too loud. I'll get my ex-husband all coming out. another story. And so as soon as I started saying, all of a sudden, weird stuff. I was getting money like coming from weird places. And I mean, just, I'm like going, oh, this is, and my father who lived a very simple life. We were blown away when we found out he had $300,000 stashed away.
Wow.
Yeah.
And my brother stole half of it, and the other half is in probate.
Wow.
Because I am a very smart person, and I redirect the mail, and because he never said my father passed away, he just said he moved to his house, so he directed the mail to his house in New York, and I redirected the mail back to mom, and that's how I found out about all these accounts.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
Wow, that's some story you got there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you have no idea. This is just one of the stories.
Yeah. Now,
now you know why I need to write.
Yeah, absolutely. You need some kind of catharsis there.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I mean, I know that it can affect you. And that, it's not only the money, but to think that your brother, your sibling would screw you like this, I think is even more devastating.
You know what? But here's the thing. He was the last male role model for my daughter to look up to, because we won't know that. I won't even tell you for what reason, but you can get it. And when he did that, I went, good job. You just gave her the last, any, like, hope that men are actually good out there.
Jeez.
You know?
Yeah.
Luckily, she sees me. I'm a strong woman. She doesn't even need a man to be successful, but I don't want her to hate men either, because I keep telling her they're not. Yeah, trust me, they're not. There are some really nice ones out there.
Yeah, look at me for example, right?
Sam's a good
name. Between her father and her uncle, oh my God, the girl's
totally messed up, huh?
No, she's not. Here's the thing: is I've loved her. I took all of the proceeds to the I stayed home, and I kept her secure because he forced us to move out of the house. He got her thrown out of her private school. I mean, I did everything in my power financially the first year to take care of her. She is a straight A student. She is only having problems in algebra. The girl has kicked three boys to the curb because they aren't good enough for her. I mean, she's a girl 13 years old, and she is already focused on college.
Where all the other
kids are like, oh, I'm going to marry a rich man. And she's like, oh, I'm going to be the rich lawyer. You know,
there you
I mean,
go. Yeah.
I'm like, that's my girl. So here's the devastating. I mean, I went through a horrendous, nasty divorce. Here it is. We came out so much better ever could have been because of what has happened.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm writing. That's why I need to write a book. I want other women, especially single women who were married for long periods of time, and then all of a sudden, you know, I don't love you anymore and I want a divorce, and they find themselves in this situation, so that they don't have to curl up and die, that there is so much hope and there's so many things you can do if you change your attitude and you just say, my biggest, what I kept thinking is my biggest revenge is to be successful, and that's what I always focused on.
There you go. I think that's the best revenge by far. So listen, Jane, this has been fascinating, and I think you'd be a great host because you're interesting.
I'm calling and going to be on the radio. I'm
That's how it works here, live radio. And definitely give me a call
later. I'll be able
to
hear later on.
What's that?
I will be able to hear this later on.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. You just go to the Sam and Manu page, and it'll be there later on this evening.
Okay.
And you can just play it back. You can hear yourself and how awful the connection was because you called on the cell phone. But what are we going to do, you know? That's part of life. But thanks so much for calling. Manu,
thank you so much. Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Very, very much so. And you can call in any time. And please do call me later at the number on the contact page, and we can talk some more. Okay?
Cool. Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Wow, that was interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Very interesting.
I thought it was going to be a caller to backlash at me. Mm-hmm. I have my topic earlier on.
Yeah. We were talking about the military or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. The military.
Well, good thing, because you're getting pissed at me here, so good thing she called. He's like, have you been listening to me?
Have you been listening to me? Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, it's terrible. It's terrible. Well, at any point, we see Gina walking in for her show, Love Life Makeovers, which is coming up next here on BBS Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. And I love her shows, and she looks stunning today, as always, with that beautiful smile. And you can see Gina's pictures on our gallery on the website.
Yeah.
And you can see my news pictures too with a cowboy hat. You know what? I took two pictures with a cowboy hat. I destroyed them, okay?
What?
They're the ugliest fucking pictures I've ever taken. I looked like a dork with that fucking cowboy hat.
Oh,
it just doesn't
Sam.
Go on me. I'm telling you. You took the worst pictures of me. But
I did not. I thought they looked great actually.
Yeah.
Yes, Sam. You're your own enemy when it comes to your pictures.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Everybody gets like that. We're vain, you know? So, okay, to all our listeners, thanks for being there for us. It's been a great morning. You see, we had an unexpected guest. I mean,
yeah,
this woman just stumbled on our phone line here.
She stumbled on the site and stumbled on the site. I mean, phone number.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And it's funny, but I'm going to have to go to her house and fix her computer because she can't listen to us. But, you know, I mean,
she's going to call you.
Yeah. That's true. I know. But I'll walk her through it. She'll be able to figure it out.
All righty.
Okay, you ready to go?
Is that the end of our show?
That's the end of our show. We're going
to
make room for Gina. You're already thinking of the next thing you're going to do.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Manu. Thanks for being here for another day of cheerfulness.
Can you believe it's Wednesday already?
I know. The time just flies.
I know.
But that means the weekend's closer and the party's getting closer.
Woohoo.
So,
two weekends, right?
Yeah. I never got to ask you what you have around your wrist, but you can tell us tomorrow.
Oh, because it's that injury that I keep redoing. Remember?
Which one?
I did a tendon or something like that.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
And, anyways, so I just redid it again yesterday,
really?
Lifting beer boxes.
Yeah. Manu, you keep injuring yourself all the time. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. You're such a klutz, you know?
Man, I'm getting old.
Okay. Well, take care and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Only with PBS Talk Radio.